This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in a week, the U.S. Supreme Court's lifted an injunction on a federal execution. By a divided vote with the four liberal judges dissenting, it lifts an injunction against the death of convicted killer Wesley Perkey, whose lawyers argue he's mentally unfit for execution. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants to prioritize support for schools when it comes time for a new coronavirus relief bill. He also says he's open to more direct checks to Americans, but he says there was a big mistake in the last bill.
The one mistake I think we made in the unemployment area was providing a bonus that actually made it more attractive for many people to stay home rather than go back to work.
Two astronauts at the International Space Station conducting a spacewalk at this hour. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump has a new campaign manager, announcing yesterday that Brad Parscale is out and deputy campaign manager Bill Stepien has taken over the top spot. George Floyd's family filing a lawsuit against the city of Minneapolis and the four police officers charged in Floyd's death. That lawsuit filed yesterday in U.S. District Court in Minnesota alleges the officers violated Floyd's rights when they restrained him and that the city allowed a police culture of excessive force and racism to continue with impunity. One of the Floyd family lawyers, Chris Stewart, says it's not about the money.
Everyone understanding that what happened to George Floyd was torture and that Black Lives Matter. Well, this team here is to make sure that black worth matters.
Stewart would not specify exactly how much the family is seeking in compensation. Wall Street stocks have been lower all morning after another poor jobs report. The Labor Department says 1.3 million Americans filed first-time claims last week. And this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
More than 100 U.S. diplomats and their families flew to China Wednesday just as tensions are ramping up between Beijing and Washington again. The flight was the first part of the administration's plan to restaff the diplomatic mission in China. The U.S. working to eventually return over 1,200 diplomats and their families after the mission was evacuated in February because of the coronavirus pandemic. A State Department email on Wednesday said more flights are being arranged. JCPenney is cutting 1,500 jobs and closing more than 150 stores as it works to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and still survive the pandemic. The layoffs at the 118-year-old retailer will involve corporate, field management, and international staff. The chain traced back to a Wyoming dry goods store founded in 1902. The retailer was in trouble before the coronavirus outbreak, but that only made things worse. A couple arrested in Camarillo, California, faced charges of stealing mail from at least 50 people all over California. Ventura County authorities say they found mail stolen from 22 jurisdictions in the vehicle when the couple was stopped last Friday. Oh, they're also accused of having meth, and an unregistered handgun in their possession. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Are you in? I mean, we need you in. We need everybody with skin in the game on this one. Maybe you didn't serve in the military, but maybe you can serve in this new revolution that's taking place now. If we're going to get this country on track, it requires all hands on deck. Those that are freedom-loving, those patriots who still adhere to our constitutional values, fear of God, love of country. Join in. We need you now. For everyone who has a passion and concern for America and its future, our next guest, who is going to be with us, Dr. Marshall Foster, we're going to talk about Bobby Ames' powerful new book, Land That I Love, Restoring Our Christian Heritage, which carries an important message with answers for action. Dr. Marshall Foster is the president and founder of World History, and we appreciate his insight into what Bobby Ames has presented for us. Dr. Foster, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, no doubt our Christian heritage, anything that's associated with our foundation of this country, how the Mayflower Pact came into being, the pilgrims came and they looked to God and said, God, give us a home. Give us a home where we could freely worship you. And in a sense, they went into covenant with God. Said, if you will bless us and give us this opportunity, we will bless you. And that is the foundation, is it not, of the early seeds of this great American experiment?
Exactly. And isn't it interesting? That was exactly 400 years ago.
Right.
1620, as they came across the ocean with no money, no power, no influence, not stealing gold, not owning slaves. All they had with them was a Geneva Bible. Mm-hmm. Basically, they had a Bible and some pigs. And basically, they landed with nothing and ended up building the greatest Christian republic in the history of the world. How did they do it? They did it. The power of God and obeying and understanding the principles of Scripture.
And as soon as they did that, as soon as they landed and it started to take root, you had nefarious forces come in, as would be the case in anything. I mean, when we look back in biblical history, where there is a blessing, a curse is not that far behind, where there are those antithetical forces. And those forces have been in play since 1620.
Well, exactly. And there's a constant fight in the history of mankind. You were saying it earlier, we need patriots to stand up. You know, this is a war to the death. It's been a war to the death since the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
Between the forces of evil and the forces of good. And no one can avoid the war. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in America have thought they could. They just went to Disneyland every year and just kind of said, well, me and my family, we're just going to survive.
Right.
But that was in the context of the freest, richest nation the world ever known, which was built on a Christian foundation. Now that foundation is almost completely collapsed underneath them. And they realize we got to do something, but they're not fit for war. Mm-hmm. They're not fit to fight back. And that's what the Pilgrims and the American Patriots in the early days were constantly aware, that they needed to stand for their liberty and avoid being taken captive again into tyranny, because that is the way the world works. Most people, 94% of all the people who've ever lived, have lived in abject tyranny.
Exactly. And we've been kind of been lulled into complacency and thinking that it's okay to go along to get along. And here we have the America today that's lost sight of its birth vision, so to speak, if I might put it in those terms.
Well, exactly right. And what the Pilgrims would say, or the founders would say, is what you let go of, Americans and American Christians, you let go of education of your children. Mm-hmm. You allowed your history to not be taught. And you allowed a group of cultural Marxists to sweep into the progressive public school and to basically teach a whole new view of history that makes every American the ugly American, hating his history and wanting for a new world order under a socialist state. And that's what's been taught for generations in America's high schools, colleges. And why should we be surprised that they're in the streets?
Exactly. And this has been going on ever since the public school system, for example, came into play, which was the turn of the 20th century. Some people think, well, it was when they took, the Ten Commandments out of the schools in the 50s. It was long before that. This has been a gradual, progressive chokehold upon our educational system, to the point now that here we are, per capita, all the money that we invest in education and our kids are... they're not all the smarter as a result, are they?
Well, no. And this is, again, the Americans are just beginning to wake up. This is probably why this crisis this year is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Because it's a wake-up call to go back and to learn that true history. That's what Land That I Love by Bobby Ames does. It goes back in 50 chapters and details really the crisis of our time, showing how cultural Marxists moved in and took over education all the way from Russia and from Hungary, and men like Gramsci and others who started the Frankfurt Institute and then came over to Columbia Teachers College and got together with John Dewey, the humanist. And he started the progressive public school.
Exactly.
So by the 1930s, that's being taught in schools throughout America. Then they use the textbooks to then whitewash, destroy the history of our Christian foundations. And that is all detailed in here. And what do we do about it? And how can we turn things around? And were we a Christian nation? And what about slavery? What about sin? I mean, we have to be able to answer those questions. What Bobby does, she goes in there and just details it one chapter at a time. What can we do?
Yeah, this is an absolute blessing, because what she is giving to us is something that, current generation, even for the past generation, to look at and realize, yes, that's what I believe in. This is what I've known to be true, but I've been deluded because of the information that we've been bombarded here recently, because Marxists and Maoists and those that are controlling the narrative, as has been said in Orwell's 1984, he who controls the present can control the past as well as the future when it comes to the historic narrative.
Exactly. History is what the committee says it is. Have you used the French Revolution?
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's what they're thinking, and they don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in any form of debate. They simply believe in killing and destroying their enemies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we are their enemies. So we need to wake up, and wake up fast, and learn and understand what to do. And to do it right. We're not just a bunch of rioters in the street. We're not going to do that. So what can we do? And this is, I think, put everything else aside this year. I am in my ministry with the World History Institute. I'm going out and telling people, and I have a new book coming out called The Righteous Rebellion with Norchcott Publishing. And we are going to be talking about how we, throughout the ages, beginning with Patrick of Ireland and Alfred the Great and all the way through history, they have been righteous rebels against tyrants.
Exactly.
We need to see that again.
Well, that's another reason to have you back, Doctor, because we need this primer. We need to be reminded. And it, in a sense, You know, Bobby Ames' book reminds me, you know, in terms of the answer to Barack Obama, if you remember when he said that America was no longer a Christian nation, and it was Congressman Randy Forbes who stepped up and said, when did we stop? And he went down and illustrated all these benchmarks along the way where the hand of divine providence was there to save this great American experiment and this idea. And, boy, this book will go a long way in answering.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement, but right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, you
think about Danny Gokey's song that we just haven't seen it yet. You know, for this current generation, you know, sadly, they just haven't seen a true, free, patriotic America, I don't think. I think they've missed out on it because of the current narrative that's happening. Bobby Ames' book, Land That I Love, Restoring Our Christian Heritage, will go a long way in filling the void that this current generation and the future generations have missed out on in terms of the narrative. It has been purposely ignored. And thank God for Bobby Ames' courage to come forth with this book and to restate and redocument God's hand of providence upon this country, the land that I love. With us to talk about it, Dr. Marshall Foster. You know, when you know, I think it was curious when she said restoring our Christian heritage. We're not inventing one. We're not creating it from mere nothing. It's being restored, which tells us that this was something that was in existence beforehand. We just need to blow off the dust and, you know, clean it up. And, you know, if we need to repaint it, we'll repaint it. But the structure of our Christian heritage is already there, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. The Declaration of Independence, what does it say? All men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Four times God is mentioned in the Declaration. It is a covenant with God and man. And it's saying we're setting up a covenant nation based upon our faith in God and His Word, and we're not going to have a king to rule over us. All people are going to be equal under the law. That was their goal. They weren't perfect. They didn't do it all right at first. There were slave owners. There were problems. But we've worked it out through the generations. But this is what we were founded on, and it was a biblical foundation. Samuel Adams, at the Declaration of Independence, when he was the last one to sign it, and the last one that day to speak on it, Samuel Adams, the founder, really, of the American Revolution himself, he said, "Today we have restored the sovereign to whom all men must be accountable. May his kingdom reign from sea to sea." I mean, in other words, what is he saying? He's saying we've restored God to his throne. In essence, he's there, but we're acknowledging it. Rather than having a king, rather than having a tyrant tell us what to do, we're going to be self-governing under God. We don't need a king.
Mm-hmm.
And that was only the ancient Hebrews understood that when they were given an ancient Hebrew republic by Moses and God back in 1400 BC. And there hadn't been a republic since.
Right.
This was the first time in human history that a biblically based Christian republic had ever been established. And it was the greatest success story in the history of the world.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, consider for a moment the children of Israel. Here it is. God is their king. But then they wanted a worldly king. And they spun out of that. And here the pilgrims, inspired by God, inspired by the Holy Spirit, cried out and realized that, you know, their very breath, their very being was in God, and they wanted to be ruled by God. And they made this covenant. And as God would do things, you know, with that covenant promise to Abraham, I'm going to bless you so you'll bless others. And you hear this echoing, you sense the echo from the ages, from the millennia that was spoken to Abraham is now spoken to the pilgrims. I'm going to bless you to bless others. And what has America done? As you said, in our human imperfection, not claiming perfection, but man, I'm telling you, you look at the history of this great country and what we've done, not only for its citizens, but for the world.
You're right. We were a city on a hill.
Yeah.
It's like John Winthrop said back in 1630, and all the nations of the world will be looking to us. And we'll either become a byword, a cuss word to the nation, to turn our back on our responsibility to God, or they will say, let it be like it is in New England.
Mm.
And that's what people throughout the world have said for 400 years. Like that in our country.
Exactly.
And we're about ready to give that up. Bill, we're about ready to give up our leadership of the world to bring liberty to the world by you know, kowtowing to a totalitarian, satanic atheist state. And we don't want to go there.
Does America have to experience what Israel did in, you know, being, you know, forced out to give up their land? I mean, do we have to learn the hard way? As I said, I've said many times, Dr. Foster, in the show, that sometimes people have to fall off the roof to realize that gravity still exists. Do we have to experience that?
Well, I think it fell off the roof in February of this year.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think we're there. I think we have, the nation is in shambles. This is the most important election probably in the history of our country, certainly since the Civil War. We must choose a limited constitutional republic, or we're going to lose it to a socialist state.
And I can appreciate, Dr. Foster, people are looking to November 2020, but today, July 16th, you know, revival can start now. And, you know, I've said to people, you know, you want a revival, go be a revival. It starts with repentance. You know, one person of faith at a time. And that can start today. It doesn't have to happen on, you know, election day, because that's the manifestation of the culture. We can do something about the culture right now if we so choose to do that.
Exactly. And that's, again, Bobby's book points this out, my new book points this out, that it is really the individual, and it's the training of the children and the preparation in the home. It all starts local. All freedom starts local. And if we will live it in our lives and share it with our family and our friends, it spreads like wildfire. And this is what happened in the New Testament. It happened with Patrick coming in. One man converted Ireland in 35 years from pagan idolatry and human trafficking. How did he do it? One man. Well, the same is true throughout history. And I go through, and each of those great heroes of history were against all odds, against great tyrants, and they were able to win the victory. So we just need to be courageous and trust God and do the right thing and move forward. We can do it.
Exactly. You know, we underestimate the power of truth, don't we?
We do. Truth will prevail. The truth shall set you free, Jesus said.
Yes.
You know, and you're speaking the truth, you don't have to lie. When you're lying, you're in a constant state of guilt.
Yeah. And, well, as my dad said, if you lie, you got to have a great memory.
That's right. Constant cover-up.
Exactly. You know, but again, you know, this is where people of faith have to, again, know what they're standing on. One of the things I've appreciated about, you know, President Trump, and I shared this with a Tea Party group recently. They asked me to come and talk to them. And I said, one of the big takeaways and impressions for me about this president is that he sits on the truth. You know, no matter what, you know, the media will go crazy, he'll tweet, they'll create, you know, all kinds of different stories and narratives, they'll come up with anonymous reporting and all kinds of things like that, but the president keeps sitting on the truth. And I said, we have a lot to learn and appreciate from that, even though the Word of God says, having done all to stand, you keep standing, right? And I think that what's happening with people of faith is that we have forgot that in a battle, in a contest like this, this is why the truth is so important. We have to know that we will stand, because we're not just standing for ourselves. We're standing for the next generation. We're standing for our kids and our grandkids, are we not?
Well, that's exactly right. And I would encourage your audience to go back to original source documents and not look at the modern media. 95% of the media and 95% of American education has been completely warped for the purpose of political takeover.
Mm-hmm.
Just realize that on Google, every time you move into Facebook, every time you move in to the modern media of any kind, you are going to be given a warped perspective on life. Now, how do you come to the conclusion yourself? We need to each be self-governing and go back to the original sources. Study George Washington if you want to know about George Washington. Go back to what he wrote.
Right.
He wrote 24 volumes.
Yeah, put some skin in the game here, we've been saying, you know. Dr. Marshall Foster has been with us to talk about Bobby Ames' book. I'm telling you, with the downtime that we have right now, as a result of all the quarantine and COVID-19 experience, I'll tell you, this is an excellent, excellent book It will cause you to fall in love with America and our Constitution, and it will give you the courage that is required for a time such as this, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. 50 chapters dealing with the issues of our day, everything from the rise of Marxism to what do we do about it, how do we turn America around. It's right in here. And she spent 50 years in Christian education as a
Jordan
educator, and then 20 years in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in a week, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted an injunction on a federal execution. By a divided vote with the four liberal judges dissenting, it lifts an injunction against the death of convicted killer Wesley Perkey, whose lawyers argue he's mentally unfit for execution. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants to prioritize support for schools when it comes time for a new coronavirus relief bill. He also says he's open to more direct checks to Americans, but he says there was a big mistake in the last bill.
The one mistake I think we made in the unemployment area was providing a bonus that actually made it more attractive for many people to stay home rather than go back to work.
Two astronauts at the International Space Station conducting a spacewalk at this hour. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Friends, I mean, that's what's before us all the time, ladies and gentlemen. You know, our freedoms are so easily subjugated. And it's amazing to me how so many freedom-loving Americans are so willing to give up these freedoms. And right now, in the name of fear and COVID-19, all this is going about. And in this era, you know, the question that is before us is, could this upcoming election be more vulnerable to fraud than we ever thought possible? Well, he knows about fraud. Ted Pizzoli joins us now. He's the president of the Florida-based law firm, Tripp Scott. Ed, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Bill, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, boy, the Democrats are pulling out all stops, whether it's big tech with the, you know, Silicon Mafia, you know, Silicon Valley Mafia that's, you know, all in against Trump, and everything the mainstream media has been doing, California with ballot harvesting, and some of these states pushing hard for mail-in voting and making it seem like as if, you know, that we should forget about absentee voting, that that's not in play. But mail-in voting, clearly the experts are showing that this opens up all kinds of vulnerabilities to a you know, to an election process.
Well, it does, Bill, and here's why. You start with, remember the old saying, saying garbage in, garbage out. And so when you have voter rolls that are notorious for being error-ridden, for not being cleaned up on a regular basis by local election officials, that means that the people who are either dead or moved out of the jurisdiction or whatever are on this list. And somebody, even them, obviously if you're dead you can't request a ballot, but somebody can request a ballot and never having to show up personally at the voting booth. And so the problem starts with the voter registration rolls. If they're bad, then the process can be manipulated.
Well, we know, Ed, recently Judicial Watch put a lot of pressure on California, for example, to your point. They discovered something like 3 million invalid voter registrants, most of them that were dead, and in all California would admit to, because you know they're resisting every way because that's what they know to do. They said, okay, maybe 1.5, maybe there's 1.5 million that are bad there. We'll take care of it. We'll win. Well, we'll take care of it. So you know they're not even admitting to the full 3 million, but they're dragging this out. So how much of that 1.5 million that they've admitted to will be part of the 2020 election?
But Bill, the key piece of this is that the election process is about U.S. citizens having confidence in the integrity that their vote will count, one, and two, that their vote won't be diluted by votes that are illegally cast, and that's an equal piece of this. And sometimes you hear, particularly those on the left, talk about every vote should count, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but every vote should, votes that are legally cast should not be diluted by those who are illegally cast.
Exactly.
And that is a very, very big deal. But to give your listeners a little bit of background, absentee ballots usually involved an excuse by a voter in order to get an absentee ballot, meaning they're going to be out of the area to vote, or illness or infirmity of some sort prevented them from voting. Now, in states like, as an example, Florida, after 2000, there's now no excuse absentee ballots. If you want to vote by mail, you can. You simply have to request it. And this goes back to the registration pieces. If you have a clean registration roll, then at least at the start of the process, the integrity is there. If you don't have a clean registration roll, then people who are dead or who don't live where they're supposed to live or don't even live in the state can vote or votes can be cast on their behalf illegally. And that is the biggest issue.
Well, you said earlier, confidence in the process, confidence in the integrity of our whole election process. And the Democrats opened up Pandora's box when they laid out this Russian collusion deal, did they not?
Well, look, there's been a series of things that the Democrats have done since the moment the election result was announced in 2016. And basically the Trump administration has been taking incoming fire from the left, essentially going to the core of whether, you know, underlying or undermining the election result and then undermining Donald Trump's presidency. Put that aside for a second. The election process still needs to be about integrity and confidence.
Right.
It also needs to be, generally speaking, this is a big issue about voting by mail or early voting, is that there needs to be a snapshot in time that all Americans get to take the facts as we find them at that point and then make a decision to vote. When you vote over a period of 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, as we know, with the speed and velocity of news cycles these days, every voter doesn't have the same information when they make that vote.
Exactly.
And that's also a big issue. So, like, I'll give you an example, Bill. In 2016, just about 10 million Floridians cast a ballot. But only 3 million of them actually cast a ballot on Election Day. Another 3 million did cast their ballot by mail, and 4 million cast their ballot essentially in the early voting process, which occurred the week before Election Day. Now, just think about that for a second. Now, the issues here still, at least we had in Florida, we had a process, because after 2000, you know, there was a whole revamping of our election system.
Right.
But the bottom line is that the registration rolls in Florida had to be cleaned up, and they were cleaned up. So if you can start from that premise, then at least you have something to be said. And I want to make sure that your listeners understand that voting by mail has always been acceptable, as an example, for military who are overseas. That has always been allowed. You need not to worry about those, you know, that opportunity for soldiers who are in faraway lands to cast their ballot. That's the only way they can do it. So there are real reasons to have a vote by mail, but this idea of a pandemic causing a seismic change in the way we vote, it's just flat out unnecessary. It is Rahm Emanuel, don't let a crisis go to waste.
Right,
this
exactly.
is not the time to overreact. This is the time to stay the course. There is early voting, vote by mail, and Election Day voting. And frankly, on Election Day, I'll tell you, in Florida, Election Day activities are relatively muted because, the statistics show 70% of the votes have already been cast by Election Day.
Exactly. Ed, let's talk about early voting. I mean, how effective and why? I mean, first of all, why did we do early voting? And how effective is this? I mean, because in different states, I mean, the idea of early voting, you know, can differ by weeks, does it not?
It differs. So as an example, just by way of example, it's pretty typical across the country. But in Florida, it's usually a seven or eight day period. They include two Sundays for people to vote, and it's usually 3 or 4 days prior to Election Day to give the election supervisors a chance to make sure people don't try to vote twice.
Mm-hmm.
And now with everything electronic, so the bottom line of it is that it just. If people think that providing early voting increased turnout, none of that bears out. The turnout does not increase, even when you increase the opportunity or ways for people to vote. So that doesn't really happen. What you end up with, though, is a greater window to try to control the integrity of the election. So early voting sites need to be monitored. That takes a lot more work and a lot more stress on election officials. Voting by mail, again, takes a lot more work from a standpoint of making sure the registration rolls are cleaned up. And can you track the ballots when they go to, like, my house and I sign a ballot and I sign it? Now the election official gets the ballot back and they have to compare my signature with what they have on record.
Exactly.
Again, it puts a lot of stress on the...
We got to go to break.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that if you can't get out to get to a VA hospital or clinic, they can come to you? Yep, it's called telehealth. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Contact your local VA center and ask them how you can enroll in telehealth and join the 25,000 veterans a day that are using telehealth services at the VA. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, he's the president of Florida-based law firm. Tripp Scott was a co-chair of Jeb Bush for governor in Broward County. Also served as an integral member of the Bush-Cheney legal team in the 2000 presidential recount litigation, as you may recall, for some of us that were alive at that time. Ed Pizzoli, I mean, he still has the scars from it all, don't you, Ed?
Of course, you know, over time, they're battle scars that I'm proud of.
Yeah, and you should be. Ed, you know, in talking about, as I was saying off air to you, it's hurtful for me, in a sense, to call out Democrats for the shenanigans they've been doing in breaking down the integrity and confidence of the election system, especially when it wasn't that long ago when Hillary Clinton, when she was running against President Trump, kept insisting about maintaining the integrity of the election process. And here it is, all that they did before and even afterwards with the transition to this new administration. And this was all brought to you by the Democrats, not anybody else. I mean, you could say, you know, the establishment of the Beltway, including some Republicans, probably so. But more than likely, it was the Democratic Party that were nefarious in this whole process. And they've gone a long way in breaking down the confidence and integrity of the system with all the shenanigans. And of course, they're taking full advantage, as you mentioned earlier, in the words of Rahm Emanuel, that you're not going to let a good crisis go to waste. And this good crisis for them gives them an opportunity to take advantage of mail-in voting.
It's called situational ethics, Bill. It is, you'll accept the election results if I win,
right,
but we will destroy the confidence in the election results if I don't. That's essentially the Democratic Party mantra coming out of the 2016 election.
Right. And this is exactly what they've done to we the people. And we the people need to understand, and all complicit in this whole program. I mean, we say the Democratic Party, the mainstream media is all in on this. There's no doubt. I mean, with 90-95% of what they report on Donald Trump and the current administration being negative, I mean, this tells you that they're all in. You've got the president or the chairman of Google crying on election night saying this will never happen again. He's going to make sure that Donald Trump does not get reelected. That's what he tells his staff. And big tech in Silicon Valley, as some have referred to it as the Palo Alto Mafia, they're all in and doing everything they can to squash any conservative voice, and certainly President Donald Trump.
Well, beware of someone whose intention is to win at all costs. It's no longer about confidence in the system, integrity of the voting system, as an example. It is about a result, a desired result, and a desired result at all costs. And that goes back to what we talked about earlier, this idea of voting outside of the normal polling place. The further you go away from that polling place, having to show up in person and pull the lever or fill in the oval on a ballot, the more susceptible you have to voter intimidation, voter fraud, or how would I say, people chasing ballots all over the place, or impacting, say, elderly and infirmed about how they're casting their ballots. When you don't have the oversight that is provided at a polling place, the further you get away from that construct, the more likely you are to have irregularities in your voting. And the intention of the voter is then impacted.
So you're telling me that having Black Panthers outside a polling station with nightsticks, that's not a good thing?
if they're protesting peacefully, I guess they can get to be fine, right? Isn't that the truth? And of course, we know if that happens, COVID doesn't spread during those times.
Yeah, of course, and maybe that's what we need more of, I guess, the Black Panthers with nightsticks intimidating COVID, and certainly not the voter. I mean, they misunderstand, I guess. But, Ed, there seems to me, if common sense was reigning here, if that's even possible when we talk about politics, that you could look at enough data and see that we made a wrong turn along the way when we started opening up, the time that people could vote, getting them further away. If the goal is to maintain the confidence and integrity, I mean, what should be the mission of these election boards?
Look, I don't want to ever turn away an American citizen from casting their lawful ballot. I think that's important. On the other hand, we don't want those legal votes cast, whether they're cast by Republican, Democrat, Independent, Black, White, Purple, ethnic origin, whatever that is. All those votes that are legally cast should be protected, but they should never, never be diluted by votes that are cast under fraudulent circumstances or unlawful votes that are cast. That is equally as wrong. That is missing from this conversation.
Exactly. Well, and as you said, there's no proof. In fact, just the opposite is so, that by opening up the number of days to vote, that it really had no effect in expanding how many people are voting. I say we need to go back to one day, and if we make it a voting holiday where everybody takes the day off, they got the entire day, there should be no excuse. I mean, the skin in the game, for their country and their citizenship should be, look, you're going to reserve, an hour or two or whatever it takes to go in, cast your votes, and be proud of it and participate in the government. And this should tighten up things again. But, of course, the Democrats are going to yell and scream as much as they can. And those that fought so hard to open up, the process and get us off track, because they've not helped the proposition. They've actually hurt the proposition, have they not?
They've hurt the proposition, but we do have to recognize in this time that historically there were barriers put up, frankly, by race in certain areas of the country to prevent people from casting their lawful ballots. That cannot happen, and that really shouldn't happen ever again in our country. However, we need to have people vote lawfully, and and only count those that are lawfully cast. And so that's one. Two is that I agree with you that the snapshot in time is important, where all voters are afforded to deal with the same information, whatever that happens, whatever that is, at the same time when they cast their ballot. This idea of extending voting over a period of 2 weeks, when effectively you have news cycles basically every 10 minutes on every day, changing the narrative. I want everybody to think about what the 2 weeks ago or a month ago looked like news-wise, and now that we're a month later, how different your perspective might be around certain, you know, current events, whether it's the George Floyd issues or whether it's COVID issues or whether it's an issue we don't even know yet that's going to occur 30 days from now.
Well, and to your point, as quick as these cycles come and go, especially driven by the DNC and the mainstream media, what's to say that, as they've done before, that they would send out some sort of false flag to influence? I mean, it's kind of like, Harry Reid, in his statement in the well of the Senate of all places, when asked about how he lied and misrepresented Mitt Romney's income information yep. and he just laughed about it and just said, well, hey, he didn't get elected, did he?
I mean, no, he didn't get elected, and Harry Reid's statement contributed to the demise of Mitt Romney, among other things, and so essentially it goes back to the intent. The intent is not really to have a confidence-driven, integrity-driven election result. The intent is to win at all costs. Again, I don't know how you squeeze that bad intent out of an election, but what you can do is ensure that you have integrity in when people cast their ballots, that they try to cast them in and around the same time, that you don't have barriers for people who have the lawful right to cast a ballot appropriately, but you don't let the media and others manipulate the process around what you call false flags. I think that's right. There's been a series of false flags, and that had to be fought off by this administration. Whether you agree with this administration or not, the fact is that they have taken unnecessary incoming fire around undermining everything that he's done. I mean, look. I had a discussion with somebody who said, you know, I want social justice reform, and we've been fighting that for 30 or 40 years, and we don't make any motions. And then I pulled out the social justice reform that Donald Trump signed 2 years ago.
Exactly.
And they said, my God, I didn't realize that happened because it was buried on the back page somewhere.
Right, exactly. Well, this is what's happening, and this is how we're all getting duped. But again, going back to your original premise, and I agree with you, Ed, is that it's got to be about confidence and integrity. And I'm not one for the cancel culture, support of the cancel culture, because I think that what's happening is the wrong things are getting canceled. You know, people who lie to us, you know, like Donna Brazile, who lied and cheated, you know, for Hillary Clinton. Why she has a place on Fox is beyond me. Without even an apology to the people, say, hey, look it, I met messed up, I was overly ambitious, I would accept that. But she just comes on and all of a sudden she's, you know, she's an expert. Susan Rice, who's now being considered as a VP candidate. How does she have any credibility after how she misserved, you know, we the people and those four victims in Benghazi? You know, it just goes on and on how some of them continue to live another day when if anybody should be canceled, it should be them. And we need to cancel those things that are not consistent with, you know, supporting the confidence and integrity of the election system, just for one.
There's little consequence to someone's bad actions, and you can no longer shame people in the public eye anymore in the same way that you once were able for their bad actions.
You can't do it for liberals, but conservatives, you sure can. Ed Pizzoli,
yeah,
president of the Florida-based firm Tripp Scott. Ed, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much, buddy.
No,
Take care.
Thank you.
You got it.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer.